Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Glad to say Martin Murphy joins us on the line this afternoon. Martin, thanks very much for joining us.
No problem at all, Patrick. How are you keeping?
I'm doing very well indeed. Hope you're keeping very good.
Yeah, not about it now at all. Thankfully, looking forward to a good weekend's race in Navan and Turles on Sunday. Plenty of runners and plenty of action as well, and some good race in England as well.
Before we look into the weekend's action, just during the week, there was the launch of the Dublin Racing Festival on Wednesday, of course, which will be taking place in a fortnight's time at Leperstown.
That's right, indeed. A few trainers up there, Henry de Bramhead, Noel Mead and Gordon Ellis, were all giving their views. And it was interesting to see it, all right, Gary Bryan hosting it. And certainly the entries at this stage are exciting. Of course, like everybody else, I suppose, perhaps we're just waiting on plenty of rain if we can. It was supposed to get pretty cold next week. And, of course, we have the test is on next Thursday, feature event at Gordon, which will always attract a big crowd. Just a bit more positive in news about rain, I suppose, next couple of days. But hopefully we get plenty of those good horses running on the 2nd and 3rd of February at Leperstown.
Yeah, I'd be very, very much looking forward to seeing that weekend. Of course, we'll preview that here in a fortnight's time. And of other things as well, Martin, some good racing as well last weekend, the Ferry House in Punchestown.
Yes, indeed. It was interesting to see a good return to form of Felix de G at Punchestown. I must say, got a very positive ride from the front and looked a totally different horse than he had up to now. I thought he was a good winner of that grade too, and maybe should be able to to pay his way in grade one. The other horse that really thought to impress me at the weekend was Punchestown was Vision Donair. He won the maiden hurdle in very, very good style, and he's another one's grade one entries coming up at Leperstown in a couple of weeks' time, but he looked very good. He was disappointing a little bit at Leperstown on St. Stephen's Day, but they just put it down maybe to greenness, but he certainly looked a different horse last Sunday. And fair play to Gordon Ellis, he's having a good time with Revelay, 3 winners last Sunday, 3 winners last Monday as well, so certainly still kicking in the winners. And Vision Donair is definitely a horse I think we look forward to, if not this year, certainly next year.
Yeah, Felix de G, Martin, just awarding him because he was very impressive in the novice hurdle as well.
Yeah, I was told a lot of him, and he was a good bumper horse last season. He was very free in his race. I think he finished 6th in the champion bumper. A little bit disappointing, I suppose, in one or two races before Christmas there, but I think change of tactics seemed to help an awful lot. Very positive ride from John Flanagan from the front, and he ran out a very clear-cut winner in good style, as I say. He should be able to take a high rank in those grade one hurdles coming up, and he'd probably definitely be one for Cheltenham as well.
Well, we'd be looking forward to all that over the coming weeks. But let's look at the weekend's action, Martin, because as you mentioned at the top, some superb racing this weekend at both Turles. But firstly, we'll start at Navan, where they have a 7-race National Hunt card on Saturday afternoon, kicking off at 12:30. And that's where we're going to start this week's preview with the opening novice hurdle that is over 2 miles, and we've got 5 declarations.
Yeah, interesting. The race is rated novice hurdle, Patrick, even though it's a small field. There's certainly no certainty in it. Horse called Galvin has been fairly impressive in bumpers during the summer months, and then he won his only start over hurdles in air, I think it was, and you just always wonder about those type of how strong a race they actually are. Now he has to run off a mark of 1:30 here, which won't make things too easy for him, but Davy also does take the mount and he must have a big chance. The one I like myself is a horse called Press Conference of Jessica Harton's. I thought it was a good winner at Limerick over Christmas, beating a horse called Animix, who's a very well regarded horse for Willie Mullins, and I think Press Conference won well on that occasion. Probably would like to see a bit of rain from overnight. It was fairly soft on that occasion. There'll be a worry in the back of my mind. Well, Smoking Gun for Joseph Bryan was also winner at Limerick meeting, so again he might want a little bit of soft ground too, but I think Press Conference put up a good enough performance last time, suggests he could be the one here in the 12:30 event.
The big race on Saturday, Martin, is the 1:35. That's the Navan Handicap Hurdle, a Grade B contest worth €50,000, 2.5 miles to trip, and we've got 14 lining up here.
Yeah, very good race this one, Patrick, for the money as you'd expect, and some horses with very good chances here. I think Chatham Street Lad is probably likely favourite here for Michael Winters. He pulled off a bit of a gamble there a couple of weeks ago and then ran very well again under a big penalty. He finished 2nd to a horse called Midnight Stroll, trained by Robert Tyner. Now he's up another £4 for that. Luke Dempsey takes the mount again, and he certainly must have a big chance again here, but it is a very good race. Horse called Golden Jewel for Eddie Colley was a good 2nd over course and distance behind Salty Boy in the Prowstown Handicap Hurdle at Navan in early December. This is a similar type race. He ran a very good race on that occasion and must go well. Also, horse called Ronald Pump from Matthew Smith has won his last 2 in good style. The mount of Paul Townend here won a Ferry House after winning at Cork. Well, another one would have been a chance is Jimmy Breakey for Stuart Crawford, travelling down from the north. He was a good 4th last time behind Walk to Freedom in the race that worked out fairly well. And Mary Francis will be another one for Martin Hassett. He was 3rd last time behind Chatham Street Lad and must come into the reckoning. So plenty of English chances here. I think I'm going to take an each way chance on Jimmy Breakey. Bit of a price, I think about 12 or 14 to 1. He likes the likely good ground and has a good each way chance for Stuart Crawford and Pat Corbett.
Okay, the following race, the 210, is another handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles, this time for horses rated 80 to 109, and we've got a field of 20 this time.
Yeah, big field here, but give a good chance for horse number 2 on the card, Eviscerating, for Joseph Brown with Rachel Blackmore on board. This one ran a very good race when third at Nace a couple of weeks ago in a similar type race, but that race has actually worked out pretty well on that occasion. A couple of winners have come out, but a couple of horses also went on and finished second as well, so I just think the step back up and trip will suit him as well. He came from a good bit back on that occasion, so I think 2.5 mile would suit him. Lady Writer for Dennis Hogan, who actually takes the mount himself, must have a bit of a chance. We Small Hours is a horse that loves Navin, and Dermot McLaughlin continues to train the winners. He's got a good chance here with Danny Hand claiming £7, likes to make the running at Navin, and will probably lead the field of Merry Dance for a lot of the trip. He's got a good chance, but I think Eviscerating is the one I'll be going with.
Okay, the Beginner's Chase over 3 miles, not a very interesting contest, just only 7 runners in this one.
That's right, Western Row for Gardinelli was second to Moonshine Bay, a tourist before Christmas. That was not a bad effort because Moonshine Bay went on and finished third in a grade one at Leopardstown, well beaten by Delta Walk, but still ran okay finishing third. Stoneford for Noel Mead has a bit of a chance as well, third in his first chase run. Well, A Little Look is not a bad horse for Tom Gibney, but would probably like a bit of rain overnight. I think Western Row has done enough to suggest he could win this one.
The handicap chase at 3.20 over 3 miles, Martin. Very interesting contest with 9 going to post.
Yeah, very open race here. I was having a look at this, and Milanesque is the one I like at number 6. Finished 5th to Kilkeshan last time at Ferry House. Trembleshire handling that Kilkeshan. He thinks he's going to make up in the Irish Grand National Horse someday. I thought Milanesque ran quite well on that occasion. Paddy Kennedy takes them out and must have a bit of a chance. Neddy Pledge for Paul Gilligan and maybe Cap N for Paul Flynn with Paul Townend on board would be probably the likely dangerous. I think Milanesque, though, is a solid chance.
Okay, anything else on the Navin card on Saturday, Martin?
Well, there's a huge field for the second race, Patrick. There's 30 runners in this maiden hurdle, but there's one horse here I think should win. It's called Face the Facts, trained by Woody Mullins. Came from England, well touted before he ran at Nace on the 18th of December. Travelled very well during the race, but just didn't get by one of Henry de Barmhead's on that occasion. There was no disgrace in that effort, and I think he could improve enough to win this, even though there's 30 runners. But in the last race, the 3.50, I think Lisa Nielsen riding a couple of winners lately for Gordon Elliott, and she's got a good chance again on Lark Booze. This one was just beaten the short head and the short head in a 3-way thriller at Limerick on over the Christmas. I remember it was well backed for all that episode, actually looking at that. Jamie Codd came a long way back on that occasion, looked very green and just almost got up in the last couple of strides but didn't quite do it. I think maybe with the benefit of that experience behind her, she could go well here.
Okay, so that's the action at Navin on Saturday. Let's look at Thurles then on Sunday, with fresh ground given on both tracks, with the going described as good, safe jumping ground for this time of year, and 12.30 kick-off at the Tipperary venue on Sunday. And we're going to start off with the opening race, Martin, because the maiden hurdle features a mare, that features a gelding, I should say, that you have given plenty of opportunities to. That is called the Holy One. Can you give him one more try?
I think so, Patrick. I'm glad you say it's the Holy One, because it certainly is. He's been called a few names in the past. Like, he's some really, really good form to his credit. Like, he was third at Leopardstown St. Stephen's Day in a big handicap hurdle and then turned out a couple of days later over 2.5 miles. Maybe didn't get the trip, but started favourite and ran disappointingly. But he has some really good form in the book, and off a rating of just 123, this looks a fairly ordinary race. The one danger possibly would be Horsecon Mason Jar for Hillary McLaughlin, ran quite well and second to one of Henry de Barmhead's at Clamel last time out. Dennis O'Regan takes the mount, but I'd be disappointed if the Holy One can't finally get his head in front. But just because he's been so hard and expensive to follow, you wouldn't be want to be putting too much on him, but I think he should certainly win that first race.
The second race is the WTO Grady Memorial Novice Hurdle over 2 miles and 6 furlongs. 4 runners in this one, Martin, but you can only throw a small blanket over the four of them.
Yeah, it's a tricky enough little race, this one. Monbeg Worldwide found out at a greater, higher level last time at Navin, but also a horse called First Approach, I think, is interesting here for Noel Mead. I thought he didn't run all that bad when 6th at Battler over Diane in the Grade 1 company at Nace on the 7th of January. That was quite a good effort. Before that, he ran well 4th at Navin, and before that, he won it down Royal. So just think, over this 2-mile 6, First Approach could be the one to beat Monbeg Worldwide. Cool Saint is interesting for Henry de Bromhead too. A mare, this one, gets a bit of a weight allowance off them, and she ran a very good race from winning at Limerick in a good maiden hurdle. The second horse won the other day, actually, If You Catch Me Now, won the other day at Ferry House, so that form was not so bad. So Cool Saint could go well for Rachel Blackmore, but if it was have a bet, it would be First Approach.
The third race in the card, that's the Matty Ryan and Memorial Handicap Hurdle over 2 miles. We've 10 declared here.
Yeah, similar type race before Christmas, and a horse called the King of Bregan won that for Henry de Barmhead. A very much improved horse, and he would like to go ground and offer. He's up £6, but he does have to carry 11.10. The one that was third on that occasion was Like an Open Book for John Burke, and Davy Russell rode on that occasion. Rachel Blackmore rides on Sunday, and I just think £6 better terms now for only a couple of lengths. Like an Open Book just met a little bit of trouble between the last two hurdles, and maybe granted a clear run this time, she might be the one. Polish Steve was disappointing last time for Jessica Harrington. Before that, had run some good race and maiden hurdles, and I'd give her another chance here, but I think Like an Open Book is the way I'll be playing it.
The Horse and Jockey Hotel Grade 2 Chase over 2.5 miles, Martin, is the 2.10 contest, and this is on paper very much a Cheltenham trial.
It is indeed, no doubt about it. Very good race for a Grade 2 with Horace. I'm mostly very happy to get some very good horses engaged here. And I suppose Willie Mullins has a strong hand, but both Total Recall and Invitation Only. Both of these horses finished second and third behind their stable companion Album Photo in a listed race at Tramore on New Year's Day. Now, they were both having their first run of the season, and I thought Total Recall in particular ran very well. There was 16 lengths between them, so you'd imagine Total Recall could confirm that form. In saying that, though, Ruby Walsh, who rode Album Photo on that occasion, now rides Invitation Only, and I've got a feeling this horse is going to prove an awful lot in that first run of the year. He was a good horse last season as well, a good novice, and should go very well. Total Recall, though, is probably the likely star favourite under Paul Townend. The other one here with a really big chance is Tutte Per Me, Patrick, Noel Meads, a very promising horse. He's very promising this season. He won well at Galway in late October, and then went on and won the Tritown Chase, in very good style, it has to be said, under Sean Flanagan. He was running off a mark of 138 day. Now he's up £12 to 150. It's his first try at Grade of Company, and I just feel that maybe he might just be good enough. He's not a bad horse at all, this fella. He's certainly on the upgrade, and he just might be good enough to beat Invitation Only and Total Recall in what is a really, really strong feature event.
The second feature event to that then is the Grade 2 Mayor's Novice Chase, sponsored by Coolmore, National Hunt Sires, and of course the EBF. Again, over the same trip over the extended 2.5 miles, man, and we've got 7 going to post here.
Yeah, this should concern the top three there in the field, Patrick. And Camellia de Cotte for William Owens probably sets the standard. Good winner of Cork last time on softish ground. An earlier one at Clonmel. I just wonder what she needs, you know, the soft ground really to show her best form. And she's taken on two useful horses here, Ellie Mack and Mary DeVee. Ellie Mack had won 2 chases before running in a very good Grade 1 contest at Leperson over Christmas. Now, she was always in the rear on that occasion, but finished 6th out of 6 runners, only beaten 16 lengths by Leachbrook over 2 miles and a furlong. The step back up to 2.5 will certainly suit her. Rachel Blackmore gets on very well with her, and she has a fairly solid chance. But the one I was maybe going to tip up was Mary DeVee, formerly trained by William Mullins, now with Paul Nolan. She was very impressive when I seen her win at Nace a couple of weeks ago. The favourite on that occasion, High School Days, came down at the last, but she would have won anyway, I have to say. And I think she just jumped particularly well. She looked a mare that was maybe just fed up a race in there a couple of months ago, and she was just gone maybe a bit high in the handicap over hurdles. Going over fences seems to have rejuvenated her. I think she could be Camellia de Cotte, but it's another interesting contest.
The handicap chase then, very interesting race, is the 6th race in the card, and we've 8 going to post here.
Yeah, Roaring Bull is one, I suppose, that might start favourite for Gordon Elliott. Not a bad horse over hurdles last season, and it's done well over fences to date, finishing second on his first chase and then winning well last time at Ferry House. The form didn't really work out that well, and maybe a mark of 128 should give him a good chance here, but there's a couple with definite chances. Little Shane is a bit of a character. Didn't start last time, but before that had won at Limerick. If he consents to race, he obviously has a good chance, but not much good from a betting point of view. The one that was second time at Limerick, Layback Luke, would have a good chance. Sheila Lavery trains this one, but he does like softer ground, which puts me in the vicinity of Teacher's Pet. I thought this one ran fairly well over a longer trip last week at Ferry House, and maybe come back to 2.5 mile with Luke Dempsey on board might have a good each way bet to beat Roaring Bull.
The final race in the card is the Hunter's Chase, Martin. 9 go to post in this one. Very intriguing race. We've got the champion chaser from the Stratford meeting from last year. We've got a horse that won last time out in Clonmel. But of course, the one to watch out for, of course, is Uccello Conti making his first time run under rules under a Hunter shirt.
Well, I was just going to say that, actually, Patrick. You probably have a better idea than I have, but I remember him well as a very good horse that you said. O'Conti ran a couple of nationals. He ran well in Tyeste's chases. And he obviously has he won a pint of pint yet? He has, I suppose.
Yeah, he actually won last week, actually, last Sunday in Nahabullock, beating off Sydney Pageant.
Yeah, and I would think certainly this is a very interesting horse. It's really, certainly plenty of class, and you'd be looking at towards maybe, you know, the Fox Hunters at Cheltenham or maybe Aintree. Quinn City Burbass was a good horse too for Alan Fleming too. It looks a very interesting finale for the Thurles Punters here. I seen that sidetrack winning there at Clamella a couple of weeks ago, and I'm fairly impressed with him as well. So a strong race, but I was interested in this Uccello County, I have to say, when I seen the declarations. I remember him as a horse on the racetrack proper, and I see Barry O'Neill rides him. He'd be the one I'd be going along with myself. You probably have a good opinion on this yourself.
Yeah, I suppose just one negative, I suppose, on Uccello County is that Derek O'Connor, who rode him last week, actually doesn't ride him. He rides number two in the card. That's Chosen Dream for Graham McKeever. I know Graham McKeever's horse actually won the Stratford Fox Hunters Champion Chase back in April, and if proven up that form again, I think he could run a cracker in this race. But obviously the one to beat will be Uccello County, and I'd be very much surprised if his head is not in front by the end of this.
Hopefully so. Yeah, it's a good race, and it's a very good card, the Tortoise. Hopefully, it's one of the very few Sunday meetings do have, and hopefully be a big crowd down there.
And of course, we've mentioned already last week, but we can mention it again this week, Martin. The going descriptions down is good, and good yielding in places in different tracks, depending where you are around the country. It's an amazing time this time of year.
Well, it is, because I was looking even last year, Patrick, would you believe that there was a ferry house a year ago that was held there last Tuesday. It was on last Wednesday a year ago, and it had to be called off because of rain. It's just amazing, really. The ground in Tortoise last year was heavy. Navan was very heavy as well this time last year. It's just so unusual. There's no question. It's been a really, really dry winter, and it certainly is causing plenty of problems, I suppose, for the trainers to get the national horses out. You just, you know, at this stage of the season, you don't want to run them on ground that doesn't suit them, because obviously you could miss the whole rest of the season. And then at the same time, you're getting a bit late now. It's not, Cheltenham isn't that far away, and you need to get horses out in the track to run trials. The likely presenting Percy now next week, hopefully at Gordon on Thursday. Hopefully he'll run there. It's over hurdles and over fences. But he is favoured for the Gold Cup in most bookmakers at the moment, and he still hasn't ran since last April. So it's just one of those frustrating times. Very unusual, but just have to roll with it and see what happens.
Let's actually look forward to Gore next Thursday. You mentioned about presenting Percy. He's running in the Galmoy next Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, he won this race very well a year ago, Patrick, and the ground at the moment is yielding there, and it's plenty of rain over the weekend, so that's a good sign. It's always a very popular day. It's a very good horse, but it's a good entry for the race itself. Some nice hurdlers there, and he'll certainly have to be on his mettle, but he's been crying out for a run now for a while. He was ready for the Dorking there in early December at Punchdown, had to miss that. He was ready then for the Savills race at Leperstown, and unfortunately had to miss that as well, so he really would like to see him getting back on track. And a good performance would set him up. Hopefully, maybe, you wouldn't know, he might go for a crack at Irish Gold Cup in a couple of weeks' time then at Leperstown, and maybe set him up for, or he could even go back to the Red Mills Chase at Gordon. That's the race he kind of ran in last year as well. So certainly Patrick Kelly's an excellent trainer. He'll have him spot on for Cheltenham, and you'd be hoping for a good run. The Chases itself is a very open race as usual, Patrick. A lot of horses still in with a chance. The one I do like myself is a horse called FitzHenry, but he's number 7 in the ballot, so I wouldn't be certain that he'd get in. The other one I was going to give a chance was Mr. Diablo, again for Philip Dempsey. This one ran a cracker when second in the Tritown Chase, then ran over a shorter distance at Navan, finished 5th. I think going back up to 3 miles will suit him. But normally we're talking about Chase's Chase when the ground is almost unraceable and the ground's very soft. That was the case last year when Monbeg Notorious won. And it's normally, I've been going to Chase's for years, it's always that way, but I think it's going to be very decent ground next Thursday, and it should be a very, very good race.
Yeah, well, look, the betting is 10-1 the field, about 10-1 Somlin Grundy, invitation only, and FitzHenry with 14-1 Sumnick, and the name escapes me. A horse that would be definitely looking for soft ground further down the list there, of course, a horse that was second in the race a couple of years ago, Malibu Beach, and of course Sumus Novius for former winning trainer Liam Burke.
That's right, he'd be definitely one that would like the soft ground as well, Patrick. Yeah, of course he won the race in 2016 at Mike Murphy, and you're right, Malibu Beach, another one would like soft ground, but they're all very good horses on their day, but it's just, as you say, the ground, and are they fit enough to produce their best first amount after a bit of an absence. But certainly makes for a very interesting card, and good entries there at Gordon on Thursday. Should be a big crowd, and as usual, it'll be a very popular winner. It's a very tough race to win, has to be said. The Chase is chasing, it's getting stronger and stronger race every year.
Super card each and every year at the Terraces meeting. 1:45 kick off. If you are going, do head up early to the meeting. It's always a great meeting to attend each and every year. Let's look then at the English racing over the weekend, Martin, and two big meetings down for the decision at both Haydock, where in fact there's a precautionary inspection in the morning due to the threat of snow that might be involved there tomorrow. But the meeting we're going to concentrate on is, of course, of Ascot, and looking at that big Ascot trace, disappointing to see only 3 runners. Of course, we saw the Clarence House Chase declarations come out on Thursday morning, seeing Undersoul being the absentee.
Yeah, I just don't think the ground was soft enough for him, all right, Patrick. And taking on something like Altiora, he really is a bit of a superstar, this horse. And beating him 16 starts now, and it just is a super horse, this fella. I know he's 1-8, but he's always a very good horse to watch. He should easily win this. Fox Norton, I suppose, but Robbie Power would be the one, the biggest danger to him. But really, the way he won last time, beating on the show as well. And he won that course over at Kempton over Christmas, had an easy win there as well. He looks nailed on for the 2 mile champion chase yet again. And I just hope he can win again tomorrow. I'm sure he will. It's 1-8, as I say. It's a race more to watch than to bet in. But I'm not surprised on the soul probably didn't really take him on. He would really need soft ground at any stage to beat him. If there's any chance of beating Altiora, would be on very, very heavy ground. On the soul is very effective in that. And there's plenty of probably races here. He probably will run now at the Leopardstown Race and Festival on the 2nd or 3rd in February, I think, on the soul. So hopefully Altiora will keep his unbeaten record intact over fences. He really is a bit of a superstar at this stage.
And of course, we have other Irish representation there tomorrow at the Berkshire track, as in the Mayor's Hurdle, Joe, off of 150. We both have Shimmer's Rock and, of course, Jessie Harrington's Magic of Light.
And she's currently about 9-4 in Paddy Powers at the moment, Patrick, at Magic of Light. She was good in her over fences before Christmas in England, and this looks a nice opportunity for her, I have to say. She was a good mare on her best form. She's very good. She's been chased now for a while, so going back to hurdles wouldn't always suit. But I think the fact that, you know, Robbie Power goes over to ride her, she obviously in very good form. And the other horse with a good chance, I think, later on the card at 225 is the horse of Charles Burns, who landed a bit of a gamble last week when winning well at Wetherby. Now it's up £9 for a horse called Those Days Are Gone. Robbie Power rides this one off a mark at 10-6. Now it's around 11-4 favourite at the moment. Charles is a very, very shrewd trainer, as everyone knows. When he goes for money, he rarely leaves it behind. But the £9 penalty certainly will make life a bit more difficult for this one, but certainly must have a good chance, and will be one to follow for Irish punters.
So some good racing over there in Ascot. And as I mentioned, there was good racing also in Haydock tomorrow, of course, where they host the Supreme Trial there tomorrow. And of course, the Unibet Hurdle, of course, where you see the return of Western Rider and Silver Streak. And of course, the big race tomorrow, if the meeting does go ahead, is, of course, the Peter Marsh Chase, former Irish winning pointers. Ballydoyne and Ballyarthur will be two horses that will be leading the rails there in that one. So that is where we will leave it for this week's previews, Martin. Some fantastic racing done for decision over the weekend, and of course the Toyestis Chase meeting next Thursday afternoon at Gordon Park. But before we leave you go, Martin, your best bets of the weekend.
Yeah, I think at Navan tomorrow I'll go along with Eviscerating in the 210. I really think that has a good each way chance for Joseph Bryan. Well, in the 1 o'clock, I think Face the Facts has a really, really good chance on his first run at Naas before Christmas. While at Thurles on Sunday, I'd take a chance on that 2 day per me in the 210, the Grade Two race, to beat the two winning Munzes. I do like Mary the V in the 240.
Okay, some superb racing this weekend, Martin, of course, at Navan and Thurles. And I'm looking forward to speaking to you again next week, when we'll be looking forward to both Fairy House and Naas. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks very much indeed, Patrick. Mind yourself.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.